Justin Brett is a British actor who's written a guest essay on the subject of panto. Panto is a funny one, hopefully literally, he says. It is one of the most popularly attended theater events in Britain, simultaneously being one of the most maligned. It is often fobbed off as being too gaudy, and yet it endures. Why? I believe panto actually speaks to a deeper need in all of us for stories, specifically those deep old folk stories that run through all our human veins, and the need for that which is familiar. Modern panto is also, or at least can be, a culmination of comedy, tragedy, street theater, melodrama, commedia dell'arte, physical theater, improv, stand-up, music hall, kids theater, ballet, spectacle, immersive entertainment, celebrity culture, satire, game show, and musicals. Brett continues, I have done in my career a lot of pantos, and I grew up watching panto. My dad was an actor, and at Christmas, if he wasn't in one, then we'd always go and watch one. For me, as a kid, the story was everything. I remember the passion with which I used to scream at the injustices of the villain-filled worlds I was watching, the thrill I felt at the resolution of the conflict, and the fluttering inside that I did not yet understand, but definitely felt, at the romance. I'm currently in rehearsal for a panto at Broadway Theatre Catford, written and directed by Susie McKenna, who used to run Hackney Empire and made that panto the institution it has now become. Our script is tight, funny, rooted in the local community, and very inclusive. Susie believes, as I do, that whenever you're doing a panto, it should reflect and respect the demographic and heart of your audience. The rehearsal room this year is, as I believe it always should be, a place of laughter, discovery, commitment, and messing around. The cast of this year's panto is made up of people who have traversed many different disciplines. For myself, among other projects, I've spent the last 15 years as a performer in Showstopper, the improvised musical, so I have had the chance to hone improv, comedy, and singing chops pretty well, skills which also happen to be perfect for panto. We have among us some fresh-faced newbies into the business, comics, actor-musicians, more serious actors, and musical theater pros. For all of us, the work is serious, the scenes are based in truth, the story's being told in earnest, and we are all discovering this by messing around together, but in a very serious way. To make panto work, and for the audience to have fun, the cast should also be having fun on stage, not at the expense or at the exclusion of the audience, quite the opposite. The audience members are invited into the process. They are colluding witnesses for the dropped lines that are laughed at, the mistakes, the nods and the winks. And all across the country, panto practitioners are people at the top of their game. It's a melting pot of the whole entertainment industry. That dancer there spent a year in Moulin Rouge. That celeb from EastEnders, they were one of the kids in Matilda for a year. Somebody in your panto had a part in the Star Wars franchise? Panto is often a child's first visit to the theater. It's often people's only visit to a theater in the year. Not only that, it's expensive to take a family to Nando's restaurant, let alone to see a show of any kind. We, as practitioners, have a duty to honor the commitment that the audience members make to us, to surprise the parents from the community and remind them that they can enjoy the show just as much as the kids do. Panto is Hamlet in a nappy, Beckett in a bath of beans, Johnson in long johns. It's gaudy and brash and all the better for it. It's the high art of low comedy. Embrace it. We need it. Times is hard, and panto will make your Christmas just that little bit better. And as Dolly Parton famously says, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap. words of Justin Brett, who performs as Dame Nanny Nora in a panto at Broadway Theatre Catford, writing for Broadway World. The Scranton Shakespeare Festival is committed to opening our region to the tradition of panto, and this is their fourth panto production. Sleeping Beauty continues this weekend at the Shake Space in downtown Scranton. Actor and choreographer Kelly Jean Graham stopped in at the WVIA studio while we brought Joe McGurl, director and writer, into the conversation by phone. And first things first.
Panto is a old British tradition, really. It dates back a couple hundred years at this point. It crops up every year around the holiday season over in England and parts of Britain. When Americans hear the word pantomime, we think of miming and being silent and quiet. But panto, anything but quiet and silent. They are full of life and modern pop songs and slapstick humor. Lots of silliness and fun. They're traditionally told as, you know, your classic fairy tales that are a little bit like on the, you know, the fractured fairy tale side of things. So this is our fourth year of doing the panto. And, you know, we do stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. They do things like Aladdin, The King and I. And this year we're doing Sleeping Beauty.
The idea is that Scranton Shakes is hoping that this tradition will catch on here, that it's something that Americans need at the holiday time when it's so stressful, and that you all will be able to make us laugh uproariously and let out our tension. Is there something like that, Kelly Jean?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, 3 out of the 4 pantos I've played, the evil villain, and it's so much fun because the audience gets so into it. The kids yell, they boo at you, they hiss, and it's just so fun. I mean, it's the most interactive theater I think I've ever done, and I think it's just exciting for everybody. Everybody just loves sitting through it, just enjoying the atmosphere, the songs and the jokes, and they get to interact along. It's really, really different from typical theater that you'd go and see.
Who's been working on a script so that you can make us laugh uproariously?
Well, that would be our fabulous director, Joe.
Joe, did you do it?
in a collaboration. So the first couple years that we did our panto, one of our veteran company members, Billy Akintyres, who has gone on to be associate director at Titanic off Broadway and many other things, she's from England and she brought one of her scripts over from England, a panto script. And then she did that the second year as well. And then last year, I stepped in and helped write as well. And then this year, I mainly helmed it with a little bit of help from one of our producers of the festival, Jonathan Stevens, who is also English. So a bit of a collaboration. I don't want to take the full credit, but a lot of the Scranton humor that you're going to find in the show does come from myself, yes.
Now, you mentioned the evil character. Are you 4 for 4, Kelly Jean?
It's the witch. In the Disney version, her name is Maleficent, but in our version, it's Carabosse, which I believe is in the ballet. In Sleeping Beauty, her name is Carabosse.
She's out there. She's
pretty wicked.
Pretty wicked. And so do you swoop through? How do you convey evil in a panto that might be different from, being on stage in a children's piece?
It's a little funny because, like, I have to find a balance between being scary, but not too scary that kids are going to cry or something like that. They just feel really tough. And so I kind of make her a little sassier. She has a lot of sassy songs. Everything in it is so funny. Even the love story is tinged with humor. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's got this humor on top of it. So it makes everything okay. And it makes everything kid-friendly.
Well, what's different again about panto is that the audience is really encouraged to interact. So mm-hmm. Right at the top of the show, we have the good fairy who says, if you see the evil witch, Carabosse, you can boo her and you can hiss at her. So the audience, as soon as they see Kelly Jean, they start booing and they're immediately in on the fun of it without, you know, her having to really do too much at all.
The audience has power then in that way and has fun. Joe, tell us about these characteristic panto traditions of the dame and the young boy.
Sure, yeah. So drag is a historic part of the pantos, and ours is no different. In the traditional pantos that you'll see over in England, the lead boy character, so someone like the hero, is traditionally played by a female. We don't have that this time around, but we did do that for Jack and the Beanstalk a couple years ago. But we do have our dame, our madam character, which is played beautifully and effervescently by local favorite actor Connor McGuigan, who is in a terrifying amount of very heavy makeup and dress and wig, and just a firecracker of, you really never know what his character is going to say or do, and it's just a ton of fun to watch the audience react to what Connor is doing as our dame in these shows.
He's done that before, hasn't he? He's been the dame. Well, he is the dame.
Right? Yeah, so again, this is our fourth year, and he's played the dame all 4 years now. So it is becoming a bit of a tradition for him now around the holidays, which is fun.
What about Sleeping Beauty and her prince? Do we go, with them? Or
sure. Yeah, this is a very traditional romantic pining story between our Prince Valiant and Princess Aurora this year. Princess Aurora being played by local actress Kate McDonald, and our prince being played by local actor Javon Barnes. Yeah, their chemistry together is great. They have like three songs that they sing together in the first act. They sing, Hall & Oates, You Make My Dream Come True. And Kelly, what else do they do?
Accidentally in Love, which was by the Counting Crows. And
that's right.
A Million Dreams from the Greatest Showman soundtrack. We actually have four girls in our ensemble, and they're younger girls, and they sit there and they sing along with them when they're watching. They're lip syncing and they're in it. They say, I love this song. So it's really adorable to watch.
And how do you stage it, Joe, in the black box there at the Shake Space?
What's great about our space at the Shake Space is it's very versatile, surprisingly. We've done a lot of different configurations of stages in the past. We've performed our panto in the round in years past. This year it is more of a traditional proscenium style that you would see at a traditional theater, so sort of flat against the stage with the audience on sort of a raked level. So it is a more traditional viewing experience this year that we're implementing. But we have a local artist named Darlene came in and helped design some really beautiful scenic work. There's a gorgeous backdrop of our kingdom, and there's some like cartoon looking thrones and bushes and a dragon's head. Yeah.
You have to maybe look back to last year. People are coming because they know what it is now and they love it. Some people are still fresh, but more and more it's catching on.
I think so. I mean, I've seen people. So I've been doing it all 4 years. I acted in the first one and I've directed these past three. And I've seen people in the audience who have come all 4 years now who have really made it a tradition with their family, which I think is wonderful. It is starting to become a holiday tradition around Scranton, I think, in the same way that, the Ballet Theater of Scranton just celebrated their 50th anniversary of the Nutcracker Ballet. We're hoping we can become that as well for the area. I hope we get to 50 years. That'd be something special. But we'll settle for maybe 5 next year. But yeah, we definitely have people who have been coming all 4 years and still some fresh faces who are like, oh, we can't wait to come next year, or I can't wait to come next weekend and bring some friends to this. So it does seem to be catching on.
What about movement in terms of choreography? Are there movements like farce where somebody goes in a door and comes out a door and that sort of fun physicality?
Oh, there's a ton of physical humor. Like I said, like a lot of slapstick humor. I like to compare the panto to, it's like a mix of Monty Python meets the Muppets meets like Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's this very eclectic mix of a lot of different styles of humor all kind of hodgepodge together. And there's a ton of movement, a ton of choreography done by our very own Kelly Jean Graham here as well.
Oh, yes. Typically, the past couple of years, it's our first weekend, our first 2 days. We're learning all the dances. Everybody buckle up. Here we go. And there's a lot. I mean, we do a lot of songs because people love music to come see a show and get entertained. So this year was our first year we did taps. There's some tap in the show. Everybody loves the tap number. So it's really exciting. And everybody loves choreography day, I hope.
And when you say people are booing and hissing at you, do you give it right back to them?
You know, the first time it was like jarring because I didn't realize what it was going to be. I remember year one being like, oh my goodness. But now it kind of becomes like fun. I'll say, yeah, give it to me. You know, it's really, really fun. And like Joe said, there's so many audience members I recognize and I see and they come back and they get really into it. Like now they're really having a lot of fun. The kids will yell things at me and it's so fun that they get so into it because it makes my job easier. When they're into it, it makes my job so much more fun.
Joe, do you have fun with the curtain call in panto? Is there something different to a panto curtain call?
Yeah, we don't do a traditional curtain call actually for our panto. You know, the cast does come out and they give like a little wrap up saying, oh, thanks for coming to the show. And we end the show with actually there's two finales in our show because we just can't get enough song and dance. So we end with Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, the 70s groovy classic to get everybody dancing. And then we do a version of Chapel Roan's Hot to Go, but instead of saying Hot to Go, we spell out P-A-N-T-O. So it's a panto. Get people on their feet and clapping and in a good mood out of the theater as well.
It's great for each generation. Like the younger kids know panto, but then the adults are like, I know this song. So
give us the where and when details.
So we have three more shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 6 o'clock, Sundays at 2:00. And it's at Shake's Place, which is in the Steamtown Marketplace, right up the escalator. You can't miss it. And tickets are online at the website, www.scrantonshakes.com.
All right, Joe, what are you leaving us with as the director and someone who's been in it and as someone who believes in the spirit of panto for this world, which is so much in need of laughs?
Yeah, I really do believe in the transformative power of laughing together with a bunch of strangers in an auditorium and how wonderful an experience live theater can be, especially in an age where we are facing a lot of AI things and digital takeover. It is really refreshing to just go and experience live art. And with all of the troubles that are going on in the world, this is an experience that, you know, kids from ages 8 to 88 can really come out and have a great time at the theater and leave your troubles at the door and just be silly for a little while. I also believe in you know, the transformative power of being silly and just having a laugh, especially around the holiday season. This is a really nice time for everyone in your family to come out. Yes, the show is aimed towards children, but there's plenty of humor that's in there just for the adults. There really is truly something for everybody to enjoy. If you come to the show, I guarantee if you come to the show and you find that there was nothing that you can't enjoy, I will personally give you your money back.
We heard you say that, Joe. It's going out coast to coast.
It's on record. I'm on the radio saying it. I can't take it back.
Joe McGurl, who is director and writer and actor and choreographer, Kelly Jean Graham, speaking about the Scranton Shakespeare Festival Panto. This year, it's Sleeping Beauty. And as we heard from Kelly Jean, we have a chance to see more shows this weekend. Friday, December 19th at 6:00, Saturday, December 20th, also at 6 p.m., And then a Sunday matinee, December 21st at 2. And this is at the Shake Space at the Marketplace at Steamtown. And it is a wonderful romp, as you've just heard. And we're probably not even doing justice to the rompness of it all. ScrantonShakes.com for more information and tickets. ScrantonShakes.com. Sleeping Beauty, to be presented by the Scranton Shakespeare Festival. It is a panto, and it is taking place Friday and Saturday this weekend, December 19th and December 20th at 6 in the evening, with a Sunday matinee the 21st at 2 at the Shake Space at the Marketplace at Steamtown in downtown Scranton. For more information, ScrantonShakes.com.